Limited.
BBC
Radio 6.
Music.
Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
On Brain Records in 1973, I think it's fair to say maybe one of the most influential albums of all time. Certainly on the kind of music we enjoy in the Freak Zone. Noi from Noi 2 and Super. Welcome again to the show. I'm Stu McConey and this is the Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. This week, vintage New Mexican garage punk, tremulous female-led orchestral psych from the 60s, zithers from Malaga, Icelandic horror soundtracks, 80s German synth post-punk, Kevin Ayers, Fred Frith-led avant-rock and much, much more. I'll tell you more about what we've got upcoming after a couple of tracks. A new rarity that's seen the light of day from Stereo Lab, recorded when they took a two-week break for touring the Cobra and Phases Group LP, apparently. They wrote three tracks on the first day. This one, originally called Dickie Bow's at Dawn, its working title, a reference to its cabaret wedding band sound. These are Stereo Lab and Household Names.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Freak Zone.
Deutsche Grammophon, bit of contemporary classical music from Balmeria. The album's called The Wind, a dozen tracks inspired by all kind of meditations on the natural world. Greta Thunberg crossing the Atlantic on a catamaran. The ancient tale of a saint who carried the wind to an earless French valley. And that track called The Myth. And before it, it's new in the sense that it's newly uncovered by Stereolab, Household Names. So, welcome again to the show, and as regular listeners will know, and we hope there is no other kind, each week we have a featured album which we dip into for several tracks. And tonight's comes from a suggestion from Alan in Runcorn in Cheshire, who enjoyed hearing Lost Rivers of London by Coyle on the 17th of January show. He says, what about a Coyle album for a Freak Zone featured album? I like the Drew McDowell phase from 94 to 99, magnificent albums, and Coyle at their most exploratory. However, I believe you would appease and please a lot more heads if you featured the 1991 album Love's Secret Domain, highly regarded amongst the devoted Coyle fan base, and going to be re-released by Infinite Fog in March. See what you think. I have done. And I very much enjoyed it. I've taken you up on your suggestion, Alan. Thank you very much for it. Love Secret Domain by Coyle is our featured album for this week from 1991. A couple of tracks to get us started. Dark River in a moment. Firstly, Disco Hospital.
Thank you.
So, Disco Hospital and Dark River there from Love's Secret Domain, a suggestion from Alan in Runcorn in Cheshire for our featured album, originally released in 1991. Something of a shift, maybe, in mood for Coil, from the more grave and solemn electronica of the first couple of albums. Sampling on this, kind of a bit inspired by Acid House and the rave scene. And apparently also influenced, I have to say, it says here, by Coil's compulsive drug use at the time and sleep deprivation. Peter Christopherson said that he could remember Balance and Steve, members of the band, having these mad arguments that would go on for 48 hours without sleep over which sequence of words should be used. Struggling with constant hallucinations of 10-feet-tall Amazonian warriors and Babylonian kings. It sounds like quite a session, the recording of this album. And the first of those two tracks there, Disco Hospital, covered by Matt Moss on an EP called California Rhinoplasty. Anyway, it's revered, as Alan says, Love's Secret Domain, and there's more from it. It's our featured album as the show progresses. Robert Lawson got in touch with me, said, I don't know if this is the sort of stuff you play on your show, but I build zithers and dulcimers in the Spanish town of Rio Gordo, near Malaga. And I've released some stuff on Bandcamp. Well, it's very much the sort of stuff we play on this show. This is Tibetan White. Thank you. Music for Detuned Pianos is a new album by Max DeWarden, the British composer who's worked with Mara Carlisle and Gazelle Twin. These are instrumentals performed by Kit Downs, the jazz pianist, and for varying detuned pianos, each detuned in the style of a different American composer. And that track was called Bismuth Dream. And before it, Zithers from Malaga, Robert Lawson, Tibetan White from an album called Reflexivity. And that's available on Bandcamp. We'll have more from our featured album by Coil later in the show, but some music from New Mexico by The Chob after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Health officials say they've detected the first cases in the UK of a coronavirus variant that emerged in northern Brazil. Three cases have been found in England, another three in Scotland. All but one are linked to travel from Brazil. Dr. Susan Hopkins is leading Public Health England's COVID-19 response.
This P1 variant is more transmissible than the original strains we saw from this virus. It is likely to have more antigenic change and therefore increase the risk of reinfections. And while we don't know the response to vaccine yet, we are concerned that we don't have spread of this that may impact on our vaccine programme.
The number of people in the UK who've had their first coronavirus vaccination has now passed 220 million. Boris Johnson said it was a huge national achievement. Nearly 800,000 people have also had their second dose. Donald Trump is about to give his first speech since leaving office at a right-wing political conference in Florida. He'll accuse his Republican opponents of being establishment political hacks and claim that Joe Biden has had the worst first month of any president. And North America correspondent Anthony Zerka is at the conference in Orlando.
Just judging from not only the mood in the convention hall, but also listening to the politicians who have spoken for the past few days, all of them are paying tribute to Donald Trump. All are saying that he shouldn't go anywhere. All of them are still looking to him as the leader of the party, and I think that's telling.
Thousands of people in Exeter who were forced to leave their homes while a Second World War bomb was blown up have been told they won't be able to return tonight. Police say large pieces of metal were thrown into nearby buildings, causing structural damage. And the former West Ham and Newcastle United manager Glenn Roeder has died at the age of 65. He was being treated for a brain tumour. The League Managers Association said football had lost a great servant who'd managed with a studious style. Six Music News, your next update is 9:30.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Download and subscribe to your favourite Six Music shows
on the BBC Sounds app.
Six Music.
Never come back, no. And that leads us to the arrival that we're pretty quick, as a matter of fact. We're pretty quick, as a matter of fact. We're pretty quick, as a matter of fact, all right.
I saw an advert that described that as 2 minutes and 25 seconds of pure punk genius, yours for just $4,200. That was the last pricing for a vinyl single on Lafayette. We're Pretty Quick by The Chob, a five-piece from Albuquerque, who recorded on that Lavette label with Lindy Blasker, and getting us underway with the second part of the Freak Zone. I'm Stuart McConey. Thank you for listening to the show. Our featured album is Love's Secret Domain by Coil. Working title for the album was The Side Effects of Life. And there are references throughout to people like Roy Orbison, William Blake, and Arthur Machen's great short story, The White People. And as I say, it has been available for some time from Coil's official website in all kinds of digital formats. But as Alan in Runcorn, who suggested it, said, I believe a new reissue is upcoming this month, or next month, I should say, March. We'll be right back.
fingers, fingers of the left hand.
One says Well, now she's mine, but I'll drink solitary wine.
From the album Banana Moor by Kevin Ayres, that's a track called Decadence, and this is The Freak Zone with me, Stuart McConey. If you want to get in touch with the show, always love to receive your correspondence, stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. You can find us on social media. You can post things to me as well, even music if you like, physical copies. We still are going into our HQ at The Freak Zone, which is on the first floor of BBC Media City UK, Dock House, Salford M52 LH. What's this current state of play with the excellent reissue label Revola? I haven't received anything on it in a long time. I wonder if it has gone into abeyance. They put out some fantastic stuff in the earlier part of this century, including an album called Run the Length of Your Wildness by Kath Green, a Californian who relocated to swing in London and made this gorgeous album on DRAM Records, which was the kind of psyche proggy imprint of Decca. I think this reminds me of a female early David Bowie, if you see what I mean. Those fantastic early David Bowie records. It's a great album. From Run the Length of Your Wildness, here's the title track.
Tormented in his relentless fight to run, shattered in his dream, masochistic song. His song's an empty rhyme, and long before his time, he's a tattered rag. I love him, I love him, let him go his way.
The album is called Man Eats Sun by Martin Messent, and that track was called Snufkin. Martin describes it as psych folk American primitive meets ambient electronica. And prior to that, the title track of the 1969 album Run the Length of Your Wildness by Kath Green on Revola Records, reissued on Revola, and well worth checking out if you don't already know it. Ian William Craig and Daniel Lentz have made a record called FRKWYS. Could that be Folkways? Volume 16, in a word, and this is Poir.
Thank you.
Kvalstun, I hope, is my nearest approximation to the Icelandic of that track. I Remember You is the name of a new Icelandic horror movie written by Issa Sigurðardóttir, the queen of Icelandic crime. And the soundtrack, now out on Cold Spring, was recorded by Frank Hall at Grandi, which you might know is the old industrial sector of Reykjavik, now being rapidly gentrified. And that was a track from the I Remember You original soundtrack, and before it, Ian William Craig and Daniel Lentz. Track from their new album, Folkways, Volume 16, Poir. Our Freak Zone playlist is curated by a different artist, a composer, band, musician each week. This week, it's Liverpool's Dialect, who you may also know was vocalist in the Outfit. Under Between from Dialect is a new album. This is the title track. Under Between by Dialect, who has put together this week's Freak Zone playlist for us. That is available now at the BBC Sounds app. Cosa Brava was a project put together by Fred Frith, an experimental rock group who I think thus far have only recorded one album. It's great. It's called Ragged Atlas. It came out in 2010 on the Swiss label Intact Records. And this is Lucky 13.
La 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 la
British electronica producer Leon Vinehall had a 2018 album, which I think we played, Nothing Is Still, a concept album about his grandparents emigrating to New York in the 60s. He's got a follow-up, as it were, Rare Forever, and that's the first track he shared with us. From it, Mothra, and before it, with vocal by Rebby Sharp. It's one of the only tracks on there with vocals. Cusa Brava from the album Ragged Atlas. Track was called Lucky 13. We still have half an hour of music to come here on the Freak Zone, including one more track from our featured album by Coil, Love Secret Domain, De Plan, after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 9:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. Health officials have found the first cases in the UK of a coronavirus variant that's been identified in northern Brazil. Three of them were in Scotland, two of the three cases in England were confirmed in South Gloucestershire, the other has not been located. More than 20 million people in the UK have now been given their first doses of a coronavirus vaccine. The Health Secretary Matt Hancock has renewed his call for everyone eligible for the jab to have it, saying it was the country's way out of the pandemic. Chris Hobson is from NHS Providers, which represents hospital trusts in England. He says it's a great achievement.
When we first said, let's see if we can get to the first four priority groups by mid-February, everybody was saying that was going to be an incredible stretch. But we beat that target. We're now up to 20 million. It's extraordinary, but it's due to the incredibly hard work of frontline NHS staff.
Prince Charles has praised teachers for continuing to work during the coronavirus lockdowns. In a speech to a leadership conference run by the PTI, which provides training for teachers, he said he was enormously impressed with efforts of school leaders and staff.
These are unpredictable times for us all. And I just wanted to let you know that your dogged determination to do the best for your students is certainly not going unnoticed. For what it is worth, I am full of admiration for all your efforts, so often unseen and unsung.
Thousands of people in Exeter are facing another night away from home after a Second World War bomb was detonated in the city yesterday. The device was found near the city's university halls of residence. Several homes were damaged in the blast, which left a crater the size of a double-decker bus. And Manchester United missed the chance to close the gap at the top of the Premier League when they drew 0-0 at Chelsea earlier today. The result means they're now 12 points behind the leaders, Manchester City. That's Six Music News for tonight. Your next update is in the morning.
Six. Download and subscribe to your favourite Six Music shows
on the BBC Sounds app.
Six
Music.
Das Leben ist manchmal schwer, doch wir werden immer mehr.
Wir werden immer mehr. Und dann, und dann, und dann, und dann, und dann, und dann, und dann.
Talked about in hushed tones by people who revere sort of German synth music of the early 1980s, Der Plan. They sang almost exclusively in German, although influenced by Kraftwerk and The Residents, and became one of the leading lights of the Neue Deutsche Welle, the German New Wave. That was Wir werden immer mehr, probably their best-known track. Let's dip back in then to Love Secret Demand by Cole from 1991. It's been our featured album for tonight. This track, Snow. Thank you. From Love's Secret Domain of 1991. Thanks again to Alan in Runcorn in Cheshire for mooting that as a featured album. We've very much enjoyed it. If you want to do the same, you've got something you want to recommend to us, please get in touch. stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Alternatively, you can write to me at the first floor of Dock House, BBC Media City, UK, Salford M52 LH. You will have been enjoying on this show, I hope, the music of Altin Gun, Turkish style music played by a band resident in Amsterdam. The new album's called Yol. This is Bulunumo.
Gönülden yüze gülen
Countertoy, does anyone know? The duo formed in Bergen by Jürgen Trajan and Alistair Sterling, originally from London, made some lovely records on the great Small Town Supersound label out of Oslo. That's on a compilation called The Portable Supersound, and Don't Be. Before that, Bulun & More is from Altin Gunn's new album, Y'all. That's pretty much it for this week. Don't forget Dialect's playlist, an hour's worth of tracks on the BBC Sounds app. Don Letts is next, and I'll leave you with something from an ambient project called Angle. The band are Angle, one of whom Tomáš Flores sent me this new EP. Miles McLeod, he says they're big fans of the show and we'd be thrilled if you could give it a listen. I've been listening and very much enjoying it, so I'll leave you with something almost frippatronic from it. This is Noctilucent, and I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Six
music.
This
is BBC Radio.
Six music.
Right now, it's Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
The first time I heard Peggy Sue, I was 12 years old. Russians up in rocket ships and the war was cold. Now many wars have come and gone, genocide still goes on, Buddy Holly still goes on, but his catalog was sold. First time I smoked, guess what? Paranoid. First time I heard Satisfaction, I was young and unemployed. Down the decades, every year, summer leaves and my birthday's here, and all my friends stand up and cheer and say, man, you're old, getting old, you're old.